This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In 2 Chronicles 6, you find Solomon's prayer offered at the dedication of the magnificent temple he built for God. There is much to be learned from what he said in his prayer. Consider what he said about God. There is no God like him in heaven or on earth. He keeps covenants and fulfills promises. He dwells in heaven, but the highest heavens can't contain him. He hears and sees what's going on among people and judges them righteously. He knows the hearts of men, can get angry when disobeyed, but is also merciful and forgiving. In other words, God is omnipresent, omniscient, trustworthy, and gracious. Notice how God's characteristics are incorporated into Solomon's prayer, and think of ways you might incorporate them into your prayers and into your daily living. Consider also what Solomon says about humans. We are sinners, he says in verse 36, there is no one who does not sin. But we have the ability to learn from experience and from teaching. Then we can make choices based on what we learn and experience. That includes the ability to repent when God convicts us of sin. When we turn to God and trust Him, we can enter into a vital and meaningful relationship with God that leads to joy. We can also compromise that relationship and bring dire consequences on ourselves. We have freedom to choose wisely or foolishly. We'll look at this prayer again in our next visit. For help in your Bible study, check my website, gettinggodsmessage.org, or write me, Lud Golds@outlook.com.